Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, May 7th through Thursday, May 13th, 2021. May 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, each person needs to be responsible for his own physical well-being by eating properly, exercising, in general, taking care of himself. The same is true of each soul's spiritual well-being. He needs a diet of prayer seasoned with sacrifice. If the soul neglects this diet, he grows farther and farther away from me, the source of all good. These days there is much disregard for the spirituality that each soul needs to tend to. The soul becomes starved for the nourishment of prayer and sacrifice. This disease of the soul receives little attention the more it is starved. Soon the soul is far distant from obeying my commandments or pleasing me. I speak this way today to awaken hearts as to their spiritual journey. It is only through free will choices that the soul can become and remain spiritually healthy. In this call to spiritual well-being, recognize that the soul that is not spiritually healthy is susceptible to disease, just as an unhealthy body is. These diseases are anything that discourages daily prayer and sacrifices. The soul must pray to identify and recognize these negative influences. If he prays with a sincere desire for enlightenment, I will assist the soul in enlightenment. I am always on the side of the welfare of each soul. Pray for my guidance. You are never alone in any spiritual battle. A note is given to read Psalm 139, 23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Another note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 8th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, in your efforts to keep your spiritual household secure, you must make prayer a priority throughout the day. Do this by inviting me to be a part of every present moment when you awaken in the morning. You will feel the effects of grace working in your midst throughout the day. If all souls in the world today would do so, you would have no corruption, no political agendas, no dishonesty. The truth would rule each heart. As it is, there is only a minority of souls who live this way. The truth has taken a beating. Trust in me is also rare and mocked. Those who stand for the truth are persecuted. My prayer warriors must uphold the truth with courage. Do not back down in the face of objections. Early Christians had to live this way. Now you, in these last days, will be given the same fortitude and perseverance if you trust in me. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 9th, 2021, Mother's Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, never be satisfied with the depth of your holiness. Always try to have a deeper and more perfect relationship with me. Strive to find new ways to please me. Search out your shortcomings in obedience to my commandments. It is Satan who wants to keep you self-satisfied and to convince you everything is status quo in your spiritual journey. Confide in me your desires in life. I want to help you obtain them if they are according to my divine will. I cherish every sacrifice you give to me unselfishly for the good of others. Your sacrifices are a sound way to please me. Give to me everything in your daily routine. This is how you beautify your soul. This is how I help you to find the truth. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 10th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, to deny your responsibility towards earning your place in heaven is to work in opposition towards your salvation. In each present moment, you make choices for or against your salvation. You must be children of the light. Work towards exposing evil in order to be victorious over it. The choices you make in the present affect your future. If your hearts are set on pleasing me, you will make worthy choices. If you desire to please only yourself, many graces will slip through your fingers. You cannot reach paradise by living only for yourself. pray for the grace to put other people's needs ahead of your own. This unselfishness is a passport to heaven. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not allow your spiritual lives to become stagnant. Each day, think of new ways to please me, whether it be more prayer time, a new sacrifice, or even a cheerful attitude. These are ways that help you and open channels of grace for others. Sometimes the smallest sacrifice can mean the difference between discouragement and holy boldness. Peaceful borders in your nation are being challenged now under the guise of good. Do not leave unattended the borders of your hearts by any pretense of good, which may intrude upon the security of faith in your hearts. Do not be challenged by false religions or pastimes which are not of me. Some pastimes become obsessions and take priority over love of me in some hearts. Some innocent pastimes are transformed into religions, such as bodybuilding, weight management, some forms of sports, to name a few. Do not let anything that is good in small amounts be transformed into the prime focus of your life. Allow me that importance in your hearts. Make room for me." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 8 through 10. "For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "I create each soul to ultimately come into my house, which is heaven, paradise. A place is preserved for each soul and is only lost if the soul is lost. My house is a place of comfort and light. Once herein, the soul sees all and knows all. He can travel anywhere with a thought. He sees colors which do not exist in the world. He is always in my presence and united to my divine will. Since there is no time or space in heaven, if the soul desires to be present at my son's nativity, he is there. Whatever brings him joy is my will for him in paradise. My house only closes its doors on the unfortunate souls who do not live to please me while they are in the world. When a soul makes wrongful choices in his earthly existence, his only hope of entering my house is a repentant heart before he draws his last breath. The doors of my house are always open to the repentant sinner. Choose well, my children. Your place in my house awaits you." A note is given to read Psalm 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 13th, 2021, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, the reason the poor shepherd children were chosen as my messengers at Fatima was their hearts were uncluttered with the affections of the world. It was easy for me to win over their hearts, as there was no disordered attachments in their hearts as obstacles to the truth. Since they accepted the truth without reservation, they were credible vessels of grace. These days, the truth often goes unattended, and many hearts do not recognize or accept truth as viable. This is because hearts are filled with false gods, gods of this world, wealth, reputation, material goods, and passing pleasures. My call to you is simplicity, making God the center of your hearts and your lives. Like the children in Fatima, allow the truthful God to fill your hearts. Today, I am bending towards earth with my hands filled with grace, ready to pour out on the simple-hearted. Fill your hearts with my grace through your heartfelt prayers and detachment from the world. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now, put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary.